West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. It sounds like they are working. It sounds like they're accomplishing what was intended. Those are the words from District 6 State Senator Matt Brass on Tuesday, talking about a bill that authorized the automated school zone speed cameras in 2018. However, as the 2025 legislative session winds down this week, the cameras are the subject of public debate, and lawmakers are presenting bills aiming to address a number of concerns.
SB 225, which originally was to ban them immediately, we have changed that from a ban to a sunset. So in 2.5 years, the program would sunset, and then we could either allow that to expire. At that point, they would be banned, or the legislature could vote to either do away with the sunset, or the legislature could vote to add a new sunset.
Brass says two bills are addressing the cameras' futures and suggest implementing stricter regulations and additional safety measures outside of schools. Those bills hit the floor on Thursday.
HB 651 is some reforms and more requirements on the companies. It's got the flashing lights are required. It's got the time. You can do it an hour before school starts, an hour after school starts, and while school is in. That's the max you can do it. It's up to the locals if they want to shorten that, which my understanding is most of them do. A lot of them like to run it an hour before school starts, an hour after it starts, and then an hour before it ends and an hour after it ends. The other rule we're putting in, you have to be going 10 miles an hour or over in the school zone. If you're going 9 over, you will not get a ticket. And if you do get a ticket, you need to go fight it. So this bill, 651, will put in the lights. And also will put in a speed tracker that shows you how fast you're going. Those tend to slow people down anyway.
Brass says there are statistics that show that most drivers, once ticketed for going over the limit, are less likely to do it again.
The goal here is we don't want people speeding in school zones. I mean, it's just not safe. 9% of those that get cited the first time, only 9% get cited a second time, and only 2% get cited a third time. I don't know if that's industry-wide, and I've only heard from one company on that, but it sounds like they are working.
And Brass says legislators could approve one or both of those bills before the final day of the 2025 legislative session Friday evening. Carrollton Police Detective Seth Denny urging local banks to be aware of a recent scam attempt in which at least three men were part of a plan where they attempted to use modified or fake checks to make a deposit into an account that was not theirs. Now, seems like an odd strategy until it was discovered that the suspects had illegally obtained a debit card attached to their victim's account, and their plan was to withdraw the fake check money from another ATM using the victim's illegally obtained debit card. One local bank did decline to assist the suspects. However, they crossed state lines into Oxford, where they successfully made the deposit.
Three males have traveled to the Georgia Power Credit Union here in Carrollton. One of the males went inside and tried to make a deposit into what he was claiming his stepmother's account. The employees inside realized it seemed fishy, everything seemed strange, so they wouldn't do it. They did get a real good clothing description and a vehicle description, and we got the tag number from employees, and were able to track that vehicle into Oxford, Alabama, where, unfortunately, they were able to make those deposits into a different branch out that way. But on the way back into Atlanta, on I-20, deputies were able to stop that vehicle, and three males were detained. In the vehicle, we had found that one of the males was using a ID, just not him, and the other two gentlemen had warrants. One of them had warrants out of Texas as well. They did have another check in the vehicle with it from a place in Arizona and stolen debit cards. They were all charged a total of 15 counts of printing, executing checks for the fake checks that they were trying to deposit, 4 counts of credit card theft, and then one with the identity theft that they try to give officers as well.
Denny says it was an elaborate plan that could have been successful if the Carrollton Bank did not report their suspicions to police.
They actually found the account information, printed the checks. They were just under $3,000 each. So just a hair under $15,000 of total to 5 checks. They were able to deposit those in Alabama. The 4 debit cards that they had, one of them belonged to the account they were trying to make a deposit in. we can only assume that hopefully they were going to make a deposit and then make a withdrawal from that same account using the debit card that they had of the same female from New York.
Danny says this type of scam is becoming rampant.
There's a big hit with rings picking up the homeless in Atlanta, producing fake IDs for them, and then attempting to come into banks and either A, cash checks that are printed and fake, or even using their information with the fake ID to try to get account information. And if they get balance information, they will go a step further and try to withdraw cash from money from those accounts.
And Denny says the Carrollton Police Department is happy to come to banks in Carrollton to discuss most recent scams targeting banks and how to spot them. Around these parts, it's never too early to begin talking about the upcoming high school football season, and Bowden head football coach Rich Fenley is coming off a third consecutive state championship season for the Red Devils. Earlier this week, Fenley told Gratiot Communications Sports Director Mike Paris the goal in 2025 is to get number 4.
A lot of luck will have to ride behind that, but that's a goal, and you know, we would love to do it. We got a good nucleus of kids who are battle tested, who have played. I think we got 14 kids who have been a part of the previous three, so hopefully that strong nucleus will give us a shot, at least, you know, to have an opportunity to go play deep again.
Fenley telling Paris each championship was harder than the previous for a lot of reasons.
And we tell our kids these reasons all the time. One, obviously, when you win, you know, the bullseye is on your back, and each week you get everybody's best football game. You know, everybody is trying to figure out what secret sauce you have, so nobody's staying the same in their offseason. Everybody's trying to do something a little different, a little more, so we tell our kids we can't do the same thing we did last year to get there because everybody else is doing more. And, you know, you fight complacency. You fight, hey, we've been there, we're done it, we're on the top of the mountain, and, you know, we can relax, we can kick back. You know, after the first one in 22, you know, that was very obvious in how our offseason started. It was the slowest offseason I've ever been a part of, and, you know, I kept asking questions, is it because we played 5 extra weeks, you know, because we played till Christmas break? But our kids were slow to kind of crank it up. This year's bunch, you know, we're having the best offseason we've had in the 4-year run. So, you know, we're excited because of that.
And the 30-minute Community Voice interview with Fenley is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Well, bond has been denied for a second time for a Carrollton woman charged with felony involuntary manslaughter and reckless conduct relating to the shooting death of her 77-year-old husband this past January. Judge Erica Teisinger believing suspect Mary Ann Agin poses significant threat or danger to person or persons or to the community or to community property. Bond was initially denied for Agin after she was arrested February the 27th. On Saturday, January 25th, Carrollton police found 77-year-old James Agin with a gunshot to his chest inside of a home on Oxford Square. The man's wife, Mary Agin, who was also in the home, allegedly stated that her husband had been showing her operations of a revolver and the gun fired once, striking the male. According to the warrant, Mary Agin is accused of inappropriately handling a Herbert Schmidt .22 revolver while intoxicated, and that resulted in the gun accidentally being fired into James, causing his death. The warrant further claims that Mary stated she was kidding and holding the gun to James' chest, threatening to shoot him if he did not get into the shower. Dr. James Agin is a former city councilman and mayor of Bowden. He retired from working with the University of West Georgia as the director of continuing education. Agin is currently being defended by Carrollton-based attorney Jason Swindle. Agin has spent 34 days in the Carroll County Jail. And the third annual Carrollton Book Fest coming up this weekend, Friday, April 4th and Saturday, April 5th. The two-day event will highlight local, regional, and national best-selling authors. Among the activities, 3 workshops available for writers on Friday, and New York Times and USA Today best-selling author of 34 books, Karen White, is the featured speaker on Saturday. That event takes place at the Carrollton Center for the Arts. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.